young immigrants across the country have pinned their hopes on Daniel Ramirez's case in Seattle federal court. Ramirez is the dreamer who immigration agents arrested despite his protection through the DACA program, and his lawsuit pushes for clarity on whether dreamers in this program are in fact shielded from deportation. For one of Ramirez's attorneys, this case is deeply personal.
One of the things that Daniel and I really connected with was that we both had immediate family members who were deported when we were younger, and we felt that absence, and we battled through that.
That's Seattle attorney Luis Cortez. He, too, is a dreamer. Cortez spoke with KUOW's Liz Jones about his own struggles as an undocumented immigrant and the latest in this federal lawsuit.
The call came into the law office on Friday from Daniel Ramirez's brother. He said immigration agents had come with a warrant for their father and ended up arresting 23-year-old Daniel, too. The brother recorded part of the arrest on his cell phone.
They woke us up. They're taking my brother for no reason at all.
I gave him a call and I said, you know what, sometimes these things happen where someone gets picked up by accident. He's probably going to be let go.
That's attorney Luis Cortez. He figured immigration officials would see that Ramirez was a DACA recipient and release him. The DACA program is for young immigrants who came here as children, giving them temporary permission to live and work in the U.S. Ramirez came here at age 7.
Later that afternoon, he called back and said, yeah, they didn't let Daniel go. And so I know from my experience, once ICE has decided to take someone down to the detention center, it's because something went wrong.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, claims Ramirez admitted to gang affiliation, which would cancel his DACA status. His attorneys refute that claim. They say Ramirez has a clean record, no gang ties, and his detention was unconstitutional.
I started really thinking about what if I was in that position as well, because as a DACA recipient, I also just had it as a given, where if I have DACA status, they can't pick me up and they can't detain me. Certainly that's, I think, an assumption that all DACA recipients have. But this case really outlines that there's nothing that says that.
That's why Cortez and others want a clear court ruling that DACA holders are safe from arrest unless it's a criminal matter. Ramirez's detention sent a chill through the immigrant community.
I'm Charlie James, you're watching ABC.
Crowds rallied, like this one in Manhattan.
In New York City, we're outside the Department of Homeland Security building.
Then ICE detained a few more dreamers, and people wondered if DACA still offered any protection. Daniel Ramirez spent more than 6 weeks in the Tacoma Detention Center. Luis Cortez visited him almost daily, nervous at first that his own DACA status could be a liability.
There's been a lot of times where I'm thinking, I could go to the detention center to see Daniel, and then I could just not leave. And I'm thinking at any given moment, please put your hands behind your back and this is it.
Initially, he says Ramirez was very reserved.
He was very afraid, and I think he really just didn't know what to do. I pulled out my work permit from Deferred Action. I showed it to him and I said, look, I have one too. So I know exactly what you're feeling. All of a sudden, Daniel started talking about the reality of him being sent to a country that he has absolutely no idea about, and that terror of that possibility.
Cortez can relate. He was just a year old when he came here. And like Ramirez, he's the oldest son in his family. As time went on, the two found lots of common ground.
We eventually started talking things that are not from the case. I asked him where he was from California. I grew up in California as well. And we're both transplants to Washington. And that is an abrupt change because of the rain. Yeah, so we got pretty close. And really what it comes down to is Daniel and I, we started talking about how we are battling with our identities. You know, the first thing that people see Daniel and I are, you know, Mexican kids. We're Mexican kids. And so that's our identity right off the bat. But the way that we see ourselves is very much American.
Now, these Mexican kids are key players in this major legal challenge as client and attorney. In some ways, the roads that led them here look similar at the start, but lead to pretty different places. Ramirez dropped out of high school after his father was deported. He helped his mom pick fruit to pay the bills. Cortez started out as a teacher. He met a lot of students like Ramirez, with a parent deported and struggling. Frustrated and wanting to do more, he looked toward law school.
I'm the first one to go to college. I'm the first one to graduate from high school. So to me, law was very out of reach. When I thought about lawyer, I thought super prestigious, very rich and, you know, like having those resources to do that. So it was not something in my mind, but I started looking into it and I said, you know, I might be able to at least like apply.
He ended up at the University of Idaho. Money was tight. He wasn't eligible for financial aid because of his status. He borrowed books when others were done with them and studied late at night. Then, in his first year of school, he read about a lawyer who was unable to work because of his undocumented status.
I was in middle of nowhere, northern Idaho, where it's just snowing and I'm by myself and I'm like trying to cram through all these books. I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to pay tuition. And then I figure out I might not be able to practice. Like, what am I doing? And so I remember calling my mom when I read the article. And I was sitting in my car and I was crying and I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, and I was so mad. I didn't even know who to be mad at. I was like, this is being ripped away from me again.
His mom gave him some tough love.
He goes, you go in there and you finish that school. If you have to work construction, you'll be one of the smartest construction workers out there. Like, you don't come back here without finishing it.
Then DACA came out right before he graduated.
For better or for worse, my status is something that has led my path for sure. It led me through a lot of the work that I'm doing. It led me taking on Daniel's case at such an immediate time. I have a lot of faith in DACA.
Give us a few words. Tell us how you're feeling.
Daniel Ramirez left detention in late March. Attorney Luis Cortez walked him out to a throng of media.
I'll have Daniel just say a few words.
Ramirez speaks English, but he deliberately picks Spanish for this moment.
I asked him about why, and he goes, I knew that my mom would be watching, and I wanted to send her a message, because the first thing he said is, I'm fine, you know, thank you, everybody, I'm fine.
Ramirez has since made a brief trip to California to visit his mom and his 3-year-old son. His case is still pending in Seattle federal court. Next, a judge will decide if it has jurisdiction to hear the broader constitutional issues related to the DACA program. Government attorneys argue it should proceed like any other deportation case in immigration court. Either way, these two American-raised Mexican kids plan to see this case through together. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.